This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly told the US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the US for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप को स्पष्ट रूप से कहा कि इस पूरे घटनाक्रम के दौरान कभी भी किसी भी स्तर पर भारत अमेरिका ट्रेड डील या अमेरिका द्वारा भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी. सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी.
Mr. Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that New Delhi will now treat acts of terrorism not as proxy actions, but as acts of war. Mr. Modi and President Trump were scheduled to meet on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Canada, but Trump had to return to the US early, due to which the meeting could not take place. The Prime Minister invited President Trump to India, which he accepted. India and Canada have agreed to restore high commissioners to each other's capitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mr. Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Informing about Mr. Modi's meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that both leaders discussed the mutual desire to strengthen India-Canada ties, which have seen recent tensions.
The Prime Ministers agreed to take calibrated steps to restore stability to this very important relationship, restore high commissioners to each other's capitals at an early date. The two prime ministers also agreed to resume senior and working level mechanisms and discussions in a host of areas related to trade, to people-to-people contact and connectivity, all of them intended to bring greater momentum to the relationship.
Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of Germany, France, Mexico and South Korea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The visit comes amid growing support from Croatia for India's stand on terrorism and its bid for a permanent seat at the UN Security Council. The visit, expected to deepen strategic cooperation, will feature delegation-level talks, agreements in key sectors, and cultural diplomacy. The two countries will also sign major agreements in the fields of science and technology, agriculture, education, and culture. They are also expected to explore synergies in the context of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement and broader connectivity corridors linking Europe, the Middle East, and India. In Andhra Pradesh, an encounter is underway between the security forces and Naxalites in the Maridumili forests of Aluri Sitaramaraju district. As per initial reports, three top Maoist leaders have been killed during the encounter. Further details are awaited. Iran's wartime chief of staff and a close advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Ali Shadmani, has been killed in an airstrike on a command center in Tehran. Israel's military has confirmed the killing of Shadmani, who had assumed the office following killing of his predecessor during Israel's initial offensive on Friday. The Met Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Meghalaya, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. Parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and northeastern states are also likely to witness heavy rainfall during next 2 to 3 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in the forenoon trade today amid cautious sentiment following escalating geopolitical concern and mixed global cues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.